Inside on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts with offices in Iowa and Nebraska. It's realestateconcepts.net. And Iowa Computer Repair. You want your computer to work? That's what they do. IowaComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. We're going to be talking about real estate right now. And if you are in the market for a home, good luck. But if you are in the market to sell a home, it looks like this is the time to do it. With us in studio is our friend Lance Hansen from RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts. Last week, Lance, we got a piece from Linda Westergaard, the president of the Des Moines Area Association of Realtors.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was looking over all this stuff, and you've not been telling tales. You've been truthful. You've been telling us the truth.
It's hard to imagine, but yeah.
So what's been going on?
You know, it's kind of a fun market, but it's a little bit too fast for, you know, it's almost uncomfortable for buyers and sellers. It just goes so fast, and we've hit a new kind of roadblock, which is an interesting one, is that people are afraid to list their house because it'll sell so fast, and they haven't found one yet. So this is a new twist.
Wrinkle.
Yeah, it's a new little thing going on, and so we're getting the, well, I'll sell it to you, but I want I want 10, 14 days, 18, whatever to find a house, and then you have to adjust the time frames for closing, and so it's a little different thing that's going on right now.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah,
I can imagine so, because what's happened is I look at these numbers from Linda, and she's saying homes are on the market an average of 71 days.
Yes,
and that's metro wide.
Yes, and that's also including homes that are like new construction that are being built, and so they're on the market for 3-4 months because they're actually being built.
Right.
So you factor those in. So we're at the point now where literally, if you're on 30 days and it hasn't sold, the sellers want to know why. They don't understand because it's just a fast moving.
Just goes that fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What are the factors that would keep a house from selling quickly?
Price.
I'm sure there's lots.
Price.
Price.
I mean, that's always the factor is price, because you can sell any house in any condition in any place
as long as it's priced correctly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The problem is that they try to sell a house that either it needs work, it's in a rougher location as far as, you know, where the socioeconomics, you know, don't support that level of housing.
Right.
So you have those factors. You know, you have schools, you know, become a factor. Work location becomes a factor.
I would imagine that. Also, some sellers are out there listening to this broadcast or the many broadcasts that we've done talking about the shortage of homes,
mm-hmm.
and they're going, hey, I can tack on another $50,000 to the price of my house.
And some are trying it. And I've seen just a few lately that I've heard where the appraisers are like, oh, no, we can't get there. Because the buyers are willing to pay just to get the house.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll have, I mean, it's not uncommon to have bidding wars and have 4, 5, 6 offers on the same house.
We're talking with Lance Hansen, ladies and gentlemen. He is one of the primaries with RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts with offices all over the place. I'm always amazed. You guys are just rocking and rolling out there.
We're trying to build a nice business that works well for our agents.
Yeah. As we talk about houses and home sales and the length of time on the market and people attempting to maybe eke out more than what their house is worth, we also have to step back just a moment, because guess what came out this month?
What's that? Property tax bill.
Yeah.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah. And I have been talking with people who are going, my property taxes went up $15,000, $20,000, $30,000, $45,000.
Sure. Yeah, I heard 60 the other day on one.
Did you really?
A little more expensive place, but yeah, 60,000.
I suspect the Board of Adjustment is getting ready for a marathon of contention.
They probably are. Let me tell you one thing, though, is the question I always ask. Would you sell it for what they've got it assessed at?
Of course.
Some will, some won't.
Oh, really?
Like for mine?
Uh-huh.
Not a chance.
Oh, really?
Wow. No, because it's still under assessed.
Oh, it's, your house is under?
Still under assessed.
Where's the phone number for
that? Yeah. But no, what happens is assessments is a trailing factor.
Right.
So the assessment was on January of this year, which took in all of last year and the numbers from then.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. So it's a trailing indicator. And because of that, it tends to, on a market that is going up, it tends to lag behind in valuations.
So we forget about that?
Somebody's got a house and it's worth $275. It's been assessed at $210, $215.
That's where that
and it goes up to $225, $230. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh my God, the taxes are going crazy and everything. And literally, I'll just ask, would you sell it for that amount? Mm-hmm. Well, no, it's worth more than that. I'm like, well, there's not much to protest then.
Ah.
How do you protest when it's still not at the valuation? And we're going to find a lot of that this year is that it's still not at value, even though it went up 10, 15, 20, 30,000.
Well, I know that I got my property tax bill in the mail, and I looked at that and I said, okay, I'm not going to cry about that. but boy,
yeah,
that was an extra $15,000 I didn't think that I'd be paying.
Yeah. And you know, I think people miss that, you know, the valuations, they don't feel it because what you got, the assessment you got this right. year, you don't pay on until next September. And so because of that, that feeling goes away because you get your assessment, it goes up, you get your tax bill, and you're like, oh, that's not so bad. Well, that was last year's. so they feed it to you kind of slowly that
All
way.
All right. So here's some numbers from the Des Moines Association of Realtors. March, these are median sale prices.
Mm-hmm.
In March of 2017, median sale price was $177,000. In February was $169,000. So we jump up almost $10,000 in 1 month.
Yeah.
Yeah. In March of 2016, it was $162,000. So there we've got an evaluation or a selling price anyway that's considerably higher.
Yeah. And you always have to factor in that that's median. And so that changes not only with the valuations of the properties, mm-hmm. it also changes with what's being purchased. So if you sell a half a dozen homes in March that are valued at $500,000, it will change your average a bunch.
Of course.
You know, and so I'm always hesitant to use the median pricing just because it's hard to put that into context. Because you have to look at, okay, what does that really reflect?
Yeah, I'm looking here. This is a real estate trend indicator that we got from them.
Yes.
Wow. So it tells us where some of these home prices are, and it looks as though the vast majority of these homes that are active are somewhere in the $260,000 to $300,000 range.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be accurate?
Yeah. Yeah, below that, you're not going to have near as many on the market because those are the ones that everybody's fighting for.
Mm.
You get up 260, 300 and more, it starts to ease up just a touch, and then you get past 400, and then it really drops off.
Really,
and it slows down. You know, the sales of those is much slower.
Yeah, well, it is. It's kind of remarkable when you take a look at the statistics. You guys work with this every single day.
Mm-hmm.
But you're also fighting it, aren't you? I mean, I don't know. How do you keep up? Are there a lot of folks wanting to be real estate experts all of a sudden?
Oh, we have lots of experts. Yeah. most of them are buyers and sellers. You know. But, there's a lot of people that want to get in the business, and more power to them. I hope they do wonderful. It's not an easy business. Right now, the hardest part is finding the homes. And we're actually on rumors right now. somebody hears that somebody might be.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, and that's where we're at. My last two sales.
Rumor.
Mm-hmm. One of them was my purchase. One of them was my sale.
Amazing.
And both of them were based on rumors that never touched the market, never got off, nothing.
And so this last bit of statistic here that I think is interesting, this is a market analysis of sold homes, 1,081 in the time period that they're talking about. Maximum was 101.6 million.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of up there.
It's a nice house.
Yeah, it's a nice house.
Yeah.
The average, by the way, was 206,000.
Mm-hmm.
So that takes in a whole bunch of folks on the low end.
Right. There, you know, it's this 150
mm-hmm.
from there to 250. That's the main.
Well, what
spot.
Advice do you have, sir? I mean, I know this is your business. This mm-hmm. is what you do each and every day, you guys at RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts. What's your advice to home sellers or people that are sitting out there, they're not in the market yet?
Well, you want to get in the market. I mean, it's a right time
to get
in the market.
Is this going to change dramatically, you think? Are we at the place where home pricing is going to maybe level out?
Well, I think it's already started to a little bit.
Okay.
You're seeing that the rises be less
okay.
each time, and I think their predictions for the remainder of this year is like 3%, 4%. You know, where like last year, I think we were close to 6%.
Right.
So that'll ease up a little bit on that, and as we get more new construction, builders are looking like crazy of how can we build them a little more affordable, try to get pricing back down under 300 for new construction, and it's a battle. They just had a big price increase in materials, and of course, when you're busy, labor goes up.
Well, and finding the laborers.
Yes, yes,
that's another.
There's
issue.
Certainly a shortage of those
nationwide.
Kind of
home starts are down in many places because they can't find people to work.
Right. It's a tough go right now because we got so far behind
right.
That trying to catch up is just brutal.
Lance Hansen, ladies and gentlemen, so your recommendation to home sellers or those who are about to get in,
get a good agent that will understand the process so that you don't have to be scared to have your home on the market because we can protect you with contingencies in the offer to keep right. you. You're not going to become homeless, you know, sell
no
your house, have nowhere
thing.
To go.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know, so get a good, strong agent that knows what they're doing and they'll protect you with words that keep you from having a problem with selling your home before you got any place to go and those things.
What about buyers? What do you have for them?
Be ready.
Yeah.
I mean, every detail. I mean, be as close to a cash buyer as you can be. Your financing, just meticulous. Not sort of like, oh, I went online. That's not good enough. You need for sure
commitment.
Financing that you are good
so
to go.
So you can move quickly?
Yes. So you can move quickly so that when you go to the table, there's no question about you. The only question left is will the house appraise and will it work for the financing you're doing?
Got it.
Wow. You know, just be ready. Get yourself ready. And then when the right one comes along, you can jump on it.
All right. Lance Hansen, ladies and gentlemen, some advice for both homeowners, sellers, and buyers. Thanks for doing this.
Absolutely.
Always a pleasure. We have great insight from RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts. All right, we've got to duck aside. Why? Well, we're going to take a look and see what happened today with the markets. I can tell you earlier in the day, it was all roses. I mean, people were really rocking and rolling, especially financial stocks. The banks were doing really well. Maybe they were listening to Lance and saying, let's get into the home mortgage business, shall we? It's coming up next on the News Hour. Someone's gonna tell you lies.